USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The two top Republican congressional leaders will attend a White House meeting to discuss the debt ceiling next week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden plans to argue still it's Congress's constitutional duty.
The updated projection should be a wake-up call to Congress. It is time for the Speaker and the MAGA Republicans to stop the brinksmanship.
Republicans, meanwhile, want deep spending cuts in exchange for their support of any increase. There is an effort by House Democrats to file a bill that could raise the debt limit without Speaker Kevin McCarthy's support. More troops are being sent to the southern U.S. border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week.
The Biden administration is sending 1,500 active-duty troops to the southern border in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants.
The active-duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says that allows Customs and Border Protection officers to work out in the field without being saddled with desk work. I'm John Schaefer.
A portion of an Illinois highway once again closed due to a big dust storm Tuesday. The Illinois Department of Transportation reported about an 8-mile stretch of I-55 near Springfield was shut down again. Dust storm warnings from the National Weather Service covered four nearby counties. And television and film writers took the streets in New York City as they entered the first full day of a nationwide work stoppage. They're demanding fair contracts.
It really comes down to writers being valued for the work that they do.
It has gotten a lot harder to make a living as a writer these days.
I speak for myself. If you're not rich, I don't know how much longer you could do it.
Late night TV is the first to start airing reruns, followed by daytime soap operas. The fall television season is at risk if the strike lasts several months. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The police officer who stopped Tyree Nichols in an incident that ended with him being beaten to death won't be charged. The Shelby County District Attorney's Office announced that fired officer Preston Hemphill will not face criminal charges. DA Steve Mulroy noted that just because it is not charging him does not mean they approve of Hemphill's conduct. Former Las Vegas Raider Henry Ruggs III has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a fatal DUI crash.
Under the terms of the deal, Ruggs will plead guilty to charges connected to the deadly crash and serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. It was back in November of 2021 when Ruggs was going 156 miles per hour on a residential street and crashed into another vehicle, killing the driver and a dog inside. Ruggs' blood alcohol level was twice Nevada's legal limit. He is expected to enter his plea at his next court appearance on May 10th. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Ed Sheeran now threatening to end his music career if he loses his current copyright infringement case. The singer's been accused of ripping off chords from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On when creating his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud. On Tuesday, he told the court if he was found guilty, he's done making music, saying that he finds it, quote, really insulting to devote his whole life to being a performer and a songwriter and have someone diminish it, end quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.